Good afternoon, Chevra. One of the shailas that commonly comes up when you are a rabbi is that you'll often get the phone call from a woman who just finished baking challah, and then she realized after the challah has come out of the oven that she forgot to be mafresh challah. That is not a particularly difficult shaila to answer. All you need is a tziruf kli, so if she has a giant basket to put all the challahs in and be mitzarif them, that's great. Usually she doesn't, so what you recommend that they do is they put it all out on the counter and they cover it with a big towel that covers all of the challahs, and then she's mafresh challah after it was baked. Fine, that's not so difficult. But then the follow-up question comes. Wait a second, I'm going to take a challah that I've already baked, that's a full challah, and I'm going to have to cut off a piece of it? Well then, how am I supposed to use it for Lecha Mishnah? If it's not going to be a shalim, am I going to be able to use it for Lecha Mishnah? So that's an intriguing shaila. Can she then use such a challah that she cut off in order to be mafrish for Lecha Mishnah? The source of requiring Lecha Mishnah is a Gemara in Maseches Brachos and Daf Lamedtes and Shabbos Daf Kuf Yud Zayin, that a person has to be Botzeah al Shtei Kikaros, my time, says Gemara, Lecha Mishnah Ksiv, because it says Lecha Mishnah, and we learn from there that when we do the Zecher Leman, we have Lecha Mishnah, we have two loaves of bread. And the Taz understands in Tav Rishayin Zayin that this is a din da'oraisa. But the din of Shleimos, that doesn't appear directly in Shas, as far as I know, nor even really in Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah adds that in. The Ramah adds that one word of Shleimos in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Reish Ayin Dalid, Si'if Aleph. Shulchan Aruch says, Yibotzei al Shtei Kikaros, and the Ramah says, Shleimos. Mishabura says, certainly that's not Ma'akev. If it's not Shleimos, he would be Yotzei. But why is it that you need Shleimos? Why is it that the loaves need to be full loaves? So there are two possible reasons. First is that it's a bizoy mitzvah to use a partial piece. You know, similar to ma darko shalani beprusa, on Pesach we dafke use a prusa because that's darko shalani, so that's not right to do a mitzvah, to have a lecha mishnah and have a broken piece. That would be inappropriate. The other possible reason is that the mitzvah is lecha mishnah, and 1.5 is not the same as 2. The halacha is that you have to have 2. 1.5 simply is not defined as 2. There is a discussion how you even define what's called a complete loaf. Shari Tshuva in Simrei Shayin Dalet quotes from the Chacham Tzvi that there's a machlokas between the Rush and the Ri. What if it's missing less than 1/48 of its total size? Is that still called Shalem? So that's a machlokas. Where do they get 1/48 from? Because that's the shear of a Frash Eschalah for a Nachtum. So would that take away from the Shlemus of it? For example, if the edge of the Chalah is burnt and it's inedible, the burnt edge is inedible. Shari Tshuva quotes from a Shar Ephraim that if it's totally burnt, you can cut it off and it's still going to be shalim. But what about our case? What about where it's not burnt, it's perfectly fine, you're cutting it off because it's Tevel. You need to cut it off in order to be mafresh challah. So the Minchas Yaakov in Simin Yud Beis is quoted by all of the Achronim, by the Chasam Sofer, and by the Shari Tshuva, and he suggests 3 tzadim to be makil on this shaila and allow using it for Lecha Mishnah. First tzad, he says, is that the whole problem of using something that's not a shalem is that it's a bizoy mitzvah. It's considered a bizayin to use a prusa. But how can you say that it's a bizoy when you're cutting it off in order to fulfill the mitzvah? In order to fill the mitzvah of Afrashas Chala, he says mitzada hechrech v'lo machmas shamitzvah bezuya lov osa osa prusa. You're doing it because you have to, not because you're disrespecting the mitzvah. And he brings a raya from a gemara in Erev in Daf Pei Aleph, which we'll discuss again in a moment. The second svara he has to be makel is that who says that 1.5 isn't called 2? Maybe in halacha 1.5 is the same thing as 2. In fact, there seems to be a stira between 2 sugyas and shas about this, where the 1.5 is 2. You don't have to get very far into Shas at the beginning of Maseches Brachos and Daf Gimel. The Gemara talks about Mishmaros being 1.5 Mishmaros of the Laila is really called Mishmaros. It's called 2 Mishmaros of the Laila. Whereas in Krisus Daf Yud Ches, yesterday's Daf Yomi, is why I thought of this topic, the Gemara says that a Kezayis and a half is not considered Chaticha Achas Mishtei Chatichos. If you have a Kezayis of Chelev and a Kezayis of Shuman, and you eat one of them, and a Chatzi Zayis of Shuman, so that wouldn't be called Chaticha Achas Mishtei Chatichos. Why not? Because it's not Shtei Chatichos. It's 1.5. 1.5 is not the same thing as 2. So you have this stira between 2 sugyas and shas. So the Minchas Yaakov tries to bring a raya from the sugya and brachos that 1.5 equals 2. And comes along the Chasam Sofer, and he says, I have a raya from the Sugim Krisos that 1.5 does not equal 2, is not the same thing as 2. And in fact, that's where Rav Yosef Engel writes in Gilyonei Ashas over there in Maseches Brachos. And the Chasam Sofer points out that the word Lechem Mishnah means 2. He says, it's no raya from the Gemara Brachos. The Gemara Brachos just, it was plural. Mishmaros could mean 1.5 in plural. But if you say the word 2, it's got to be 2. It can't be 1.5. So that's why they reject that second kula of the Menachas Yaakov. The third kula that he suggests is that it's only going to be missing a tiny bit. You're not going to be mafresh that much for Chala. You're just taking a little bit off. And since we paskin in our Chaim Sim Shin Samach Vav Siv Vav, like the Gemara says in Erev and Daf Pei Aleph, that Ein Ma'arvin El B'Shlema, when you make an Erev, it's supposed to also be with a Shlema, and yet we paskin La Halacha that if it's missing Kedei Chalas Nachtom, it's missing 1/48 or less, it's still called a Shalem as far as that's concerned. So when it comes to Shlemos for Lechem Mishnah, it should also still be called a Shalem. So when Chala is actually Chayiv B'Chala, missing such a small amount can't possibly be a problem. But Michlis Yaakov himself says, and many disagree with me about this, because the din of Shalem by Erevin is a totally different din. That's on account, the Gemara says, why is it that you need to have a Shalem by Erevin? Because you need Shtei Kikaros, right? So one person, different people are going to contribute to make the Eruv, to join together. One of them is going to contribute a Kikar Shalem. Another one is going to contribute a half broken, half eaten piece of something. And then it's going to create Eva. What do you mean? This is the deal that we made, that I contribute a nice Kikar Shalem and this person contributes a little nothing. That's why the Gemara over there says, okay, but if it's missing just a tiny bit, Kedei Kikar Nachtov, 1/48. So a person's not going to be Makbid. It's not going to create a sense of Eva. But over here, it's a totally different din. Over here, the din of Shlemos by Lechem Mishnah is out of a sense of kavod, and that would still be perhaps a lack of kavod. But the Menachas Yaakov argues back, and he says, no. Anything that's considered Shalem Be'enei Abrios is considered Shalem Be'enei Amakom. So if in Dinei Erevin it's Shalem, in Dinei Lechem Mishnah it's Shalem. How do I know that anything that's Shalem Be'enei Abrios is Shalem Be'enei Amakom? So he quotes a Rokeach that's quoted in the Beis Yosef in some Kuf Samech Aleph. Now let's say you have two half loaves, and you connect them with a toothpick. So the Rokeach proves that would work for Lechem Mishnah from the fact that it works by Erevin. So he's making that assumption that the Geder of the two dinim is the same. Another sniff lahakel over here is the famous tshuva of the Netziv in Meshev Davar. The Netziv in Meshev Davar and Simon Chav Aleph writes that how do we define Shalem? The definition of Shalem, he says, is not how it was baked, or you know, that it was once baked Shalem and now you've cut off part of it. No, it's how it's presented, how it's brought to the table. So if it's brought to the table as a half a loaf, that's a whole loaf for the people at the table, because that's how it was presented to them. It's a Gevald Kakula of the Netziv. They quote in the Likud Svarim that Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orbach held that if you had only one loaf of bread for Shalashuddis, that what he would recommend, one challah for Shalashuddis, he would recommend earlier in the day, cut the challah in half, like a few hours before Shalashuddis. Then when it comes time for Shalashuddis, the two half loaves are brought in front of you, and that's a kiyum of Lechem Mishnah. This is the great chiddush of the Netziv. So if you have that as at least a sniff over here, that once you cut off the piece to be mafresh challah, so by the time it gets to the table, it's going to be coming to the table in that way, that maybe that would be considered a shalem. Lemaisa, what would you tell a person to do? Baruch Hashem, we live with so much, there's so many challahs available to us. We're not in the middle of nowhere. We have the possibility, and we're always cutting extra challahs anyway, because you have to match with the dips, and you know, if you had to finish up. So anyway, you're going to cut extra challahs. So use that as one of the extra challahs at the Suda. Better to be Yotzei D'Ramah, like he says explicitly, that it should be shlemos. Have a wonderful day, everybody.